T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
And it is hot in my East County garage studio. Ken, just rub in the fact that you're floating around in your pool.
Yeah, but the water's 98 degrees.
It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy with me, as always, our San Diego indie beer evangelist, floating in his pool. Our guest tonight, a new brewery, Three Frogs Brewing Company, or beer company. Andy has joined us from his tasting room. Good evening, my friend. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
I have got beer in front of me. I've got you on the screen. I have driven past your spot more times than I could even count. And it just dawned on me like 2 months ago that I don't know if there was, because there were people standing outside. I was like, what is going, what is that? And then lo and behold, I find out from Brandon Hernandez that I've got a brewery within like walking distance of my house.
Oh, God, that's dangerous, Jeremy.
Yeah.
It was nice knowing you, Jeremy.
You know, give me the story. Just thumbnail sketch, Three Frogs Beer Company. How long have you guys been where you are?
Oh, shoot. We've been in this location since August 2018, so just over 2 years now, a little over. And we opened this year in the beginning of June.
Nice timing.
You opened at the height of pandemic time.
We were forced financially to open. You know, all of your plans kind of just get shot through like everybody. And we just reached a point where we had to move forward or we weren't going to be able to move forward at all.
You guys are producing beer and you have a lot of beer on tap. I was surprised when I swung into your tasting room and saw how many taps you had going. That's a crap ton of beer to be slinging out of one small little space you guys have.
Yeah. For right now, we've got a decent little selection on, but we also intend to have a few non-alcoholic beverages as well. A couple of different teas. We want to make a soda. We'll have a hard seltzer and a non-alcoholic seltzer as well.
No, that's good because it is hotter than hell out there, I imagine.
Speaking of, I got a beer in front of me since we're talking about it, and let's just drink some, and then you can tell me the story about the first ale that I'm pouring into my glass right now, and man, look at that color. Oh, man, that is beautiful.
Absolutely. We call this one Frog's Dirty Blonde. And Frog is sort of the nickname for my brother, who is our head brewer. And when we all formed this company together, we were all home brewers in the backyard and decided to start the company. We all had to pick a title. And so he drew home brewer or head brewer. This is sort of his brainchild here. Darker color than your typical blonde beer. A little
definitely
more flavor, a little more blood body to it. And this is frowned upon by some people, but there is a not so secret ingredient in there we put right at the end of the boil. A little bit of fresh ground nutmeg to give it its own little signature flavor.
No, that's on point. That's the lovely thing about American blonde ales is, you know, while they're typically an answer to a lager, they have a fruity note to them, and you can add fruit notes and spices.
We really enjoy it. It's one of our flagship beers. It's going to be on as a core beer for us. Some of these core beers we have right now, they came about as home brewers, and of course, we were brewing for ourselves, so it was, you know, about what we enjoyed.
I like the addition of the nutmeg. I think that's a cool twist. I think it gives this beer a depth that almost makes it feel like it's a lager. That certain,
it's just a little spicy kick at the end and notes of spice again, you know, on a blonde ale, that's right in the zone.
Would you say it's right in the danger zone, Ken?
Let's take a ride.
All right, you know what? Andy said he's a classic rock guy. So what? It's Friday night. We're drinking beer. Let's start with the Danger Zone. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. All I can say, Andy, is thank you. Thank you for the song choices tonight. A little classic feeling for the Rock and Roll Happy Hour.
I love it.
It is Alt 94.9. It is Jeremy with our San Diego indie beer evangelist, and Andy from Three Frogs Beer Company, right in Santee, in my own backyard off Mission Gorge Road, just a stone's throw away from my favorite Mexican food place out here, Fernie's.
Don't use the word stone, Jeremy. Somebody's going to sue you for that.
For you, Andy, it couldn't be better for me because I can swing by your brewery, grab beer while I'm on my way to Fernie's to pick up a burrito to come home and enjoy it all.
Absolutely. It is a 30-second walk from the brewery. It is right there.
You're also by a coffee shop too, aren't you, Andy?
We are. Motorcycle Monkey Coffee is right in the same building that we're in. And we are going to do a collaboration with him with some of his coffee into a stout or possibly a golden stout or a blonde.
Awesome.
Give me the golden stout.
It's so much easier to find parking in Santee than in North Park or Logan Heights. So yeah, good on you, man.
Right here in our parking lot, we've got 18 parking spots right here off Mission Gorge. Not to mention our 5-ton air conditioning that keeps this place a nice crisp, 72 on these hot days.
That AC was on point when I went to pick up beer earlier this week when it was a sweltering billion degrees in Santee. And you introduced me to our next beer, and I want to show the color off on that thing. That's better than rosé right there, baby.
Look at that.
That's a lot of hibiscus, isn't it?
It's a decent amount. It's going to be, I think, about 5 pounds of hibiscus.
That is a crap ton of flour. This is your hibiscus wheat. Talk to me about this.
It's very minimally hopped. For as far as the flavor goes and the color, it is. It's all hibiscus.
You know, most of your fruited wheat beers are 4.5 ABV. I'm guessing this is a little north of that.
It is. This is 6.5.
Dude, that's an IPA.
We're still learning the system. Efficiency on this system is a lot greater at 3 barrels versus 1 barrel or anything smaller. And, it's a learning curve with a new system. We had only had mainly our experience came from our 10-gallon homebrew system, and we jumped up to, 90 gallons of beer at a time here. So yeah.
Learning is fun. I'm thoroughly enjoying the learning experience here.
That brings something to light. So, I mean, going to pick it up beer. Is that the only way that we can get your brews right now is to swing by the tasting room, buy crowlers, growlers, cans? What do you have?
Yeah, right now we have available 32-ounce twist top crowlers that we can sell you. Otherwise, you can bring in your own growlers, hydro flasks, old apple juice containers, old milk jugs. As long as it'll hold the pressure, we'll fill it. As long as we know how many ounces it is.
And when do you guys open?
Wednesday through Friday, 3 to 7 p.m., and noon to 7, Saturday, Sunday.
I'm pretty sure that I've got one of my big, gigantic growlers, and I'm gonna come in there probably, not after tonight's show, but Saturday around 1-ish. I might be on to pick some more up. We can take a break. When we come back, we've got another beer from Three Frogs Brewing. We are going to venture into the single hop territory after, of course, a couple more of Andy's choice songs. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. I've never seen Ken dance so much in his pool while he's listening to the music tonight. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It is Jeremy with our San Diego indie beer evangelist.
It feels like my birthday.
You're drinking beer on a Zoom call in your pool.
I still can't get over that hibiscus wheat, man. That put me in a very happy place.
Andy from Three Frogs joining us. We are drinking their beer. We just wrapped up the hibiscus wheat. We had the Dirty Blonde. And now we move on to another beer. Since you're right down the street, when do I start getting delivery from you guys?
Well, I mean, since you're so close, maybe we can work something out.
For everybody else in San Diego, you guys have plans for possibly moving beyond just picking things up in your tasting room?
Yeah, what we'd like to do is get some sort of online pre-orders going where you order by a certain time in the day. A few hours later, we'll have a pickup window. You can come pick up your pre-ordered beer. We're working on that right now. Don't exactly have a timeline as when it's going to be done, but that is something we're working on.
I imagine keeping up with your socials is the best way to do that. Are you guys on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter?
Three Frogs Beer on Facebook and Instagram is our two big ones.
Jeremy, this man is speaking my language.
Well, I mean, he's already poured out another beer, Bravo Single Hop IPA. So I love single hop IPAs because you actually get a chance to experience what that hop is. Andy, tell me about this beer and what this hop supposed to taste like.
We use Bravo a lot for bittering in a bunch of our beers, especially our IPAs, because we like how fruity it is and we don't want a huge bitter component. It's a little less on the alpha acids, so you don't get so much of the bittering. It's really just, we tried to make a Fruit Loops beer one time because every time we bitter hop, in a batch. We throw in the Bravo because of the malty sweetness that you get from the wort. It smells like a bowl of Fruit Loops. That's the best way I can describe it. But it's just real smooth, easy drinking. Our third frog, Jaron, he likes to describe it as it's beer flavored beer. If it was a Simpsons, this would be Duff beer.
You mentioned there being a fruity component to it. It is on the back end. There's almost like
very much so.
This fruity tropical
really reminds me a lot of Mosaic and Amarillo, kind of in that somewhere in that constellation.
Just a lot cheaper, you know.
You picked the perfect beer to put a very sessionable 4.8% on, because like you said, beer flavored beer. It's Duff. It's easy drinking, but it's got flavor. I don't feel like I'm drinking beer that's just sex in a canoe, if you know what I mean.
You know, you can't see where my other hand is, and I'm on a pool float right now. So when you said sex a canoe, I don't know, my mind went somewhere.
That's not the only thing that went somewhere. Your hand is also in a place that I don't want to see it. And on that note, we're going to play another song. When we come back, more beer on the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. It's Alt 94.9. The problem is, I need more beer. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9, drinking with Andy from Three Frogs Beer Company. Chewed through a few. We just had the Bravo single hop ale. I guess I want to call it an IPA because it's single hop beer, but really is, I mean, just your ultimate session drinking beer. At 4.8%, we've had the Hibiscus Wheat. Not session, unless you session like I do at 6.5, but so much flavor in that.
Gone.
We started off the program with the Dirty Blonde. So I got a question to ask. I mean, we've had some killer beers from you. We still have one more to come. What beers are coming up that we can look forward to from Three Frogs?
So we've got that Golden Stout, possibly, or Golden Coffee Stout, I should say, or a Coffee Blonde with a Motorcycle Monkey collaboration. We'll use one of their coffees, probably their Drunk Monkey coffee in there. It's kind of got whiskey and vanilla notes. And then the one that we're going to have coming up immediately, it's about to be kicked in a couple days, is our Golden Frog. It's a white IPA or a wheat IPA. It is just a delicious, real citrusy, smooth drinking. It was part of our red, white, and blueberry six pack we came up with as home brewers. And we did the same base malt for all three beers. And that is how our Hibiscus Wheat came about as well. So it's all the same base recipe. We add different hops and different fruiting or flowers to the beer to get you your different colors and your different flavors. And unfortunately, blueberry is out right now, but we are bringing it back. It's going to be a seasonal for us because it's not as shelf stable.
So watch your socials for that. And then, of course, the best way to support you guys as a brewery right now is just drive out to Santee. Go to Mission Gorge Road. Look for the green building in between. You're quite literally between a motorsports and a wrecking yard, isn't it?
Two automotive places. It's Action Cylinder Heads and Sparky's Transmission. Sparky's been there forever. A lot of locals know right where that's at. We're just west of Sonic and just east of Bernie's Taco Shop.
Got a perfect visual. I know exactly where you guys are.
Well, since my glass is empty, we're going to take a break. We come back. Our last beer of the night that just happened to be another happy accident is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. I have no shame in my game. This next beer, I have already drank an entire twist top growler of. Not tonight, though. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It is Jeremy with me, as always, our San Diego indie beer evangelist, floating in his pool, Mr. Ken Wright, and our guest of honor tonight, Andy from Three Frogs Beer Company in Santee, right off Mission Gorge Road. What was the latitude and longitude with the fast food places around you?
Just west of Sonic. We are just east of Bernie's Taco Shop, right in between Action Cylinder Heads and Sparky's Transmission, directly across the street from the old Santee School.
That is where you can go find their beer, try the Hibiscus Wheat. That would be Ken's acclaimed favorite that he would not shut up about while we were drinking through that last sweep of music.
When do I ever shut up?
It's a true statement. This last beer is my favorite. Go figure, it's a double IPA, but it wasn't supposed to be that, was it, Andy?
It was not. This beer came about because we, again, a happy accident. It's a learning process for us on this new system that we're brewing on.
Yeah, my mom always told me I was a happy accident.
I mean, this is sort of the same thing. We love it anyway, just as much, you know, maybe even a little bit more. So we made a beer right when we were opening because we needed another IPA to get on the list for our opening day. And we had a bunch of ingredients laying around along with some Amarillo hops, Mosaic, Citra, we had extra of. And so we called it Just Get Open. That was our first beer. Came out like 6.8%. We went up from 1-barrel batches in the small in the 3-barrel batches, and that's where our efficiency really grew. And we, you know, didn't get our ingredient poundage right, and it this one came out 8.5%. Yeah, we ended up calling it Need a Double, but it is Citra, Amarillo, and Mosaic are the hops in there. It's just
bulletproof.
I I think it's delicious.
It's bulletproof.
Oh my God, dude.
In San Diego, you just need to have a double IPA. Tommy Arthur once coined it the San Diego Common, but it is for a reason. It is a great punch with everything you want. You get a little bit of that malt body, you get a little bit of that hops, you get a little bit of that booze, and it all mixes together in perfect harmony and balance.
The fruitiness with the mosaic and the Amarillo, it's just so good.
I mean, for the folks on the radio, you can't see, but I'm just grinning ear to ear right now. I love it. When people love this beer, that's what we're all about. If we can make something that people enjoy and want to come back to, goal accomplished.
Well, dude, keep experimenting, and people will keep drinking, because this is fantastic. Go to Three Frogs, search them out. They're in Santee, right off Mission Gorge Road. Easy to spot. Just look for the big green wall, and there you will be. Pick up some beer, support local breweries in San Diego, and support these guys, because they're open, and God bless you, open during COVID. Ugh.
I will
drink to that success, sir.
Can I crash at your place?
Yeah, I got a garage with a couch in it.
I'm not going near that casting couch.
We're going out with
this. I've already been there and done that.
We will see you next Friday night, 7 o'clock at the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt-94.9.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.